Welcome back to the Steve Guber Show, continuing our series of interviews from the White House and all the key players that you don't hear much about because the whole world is consumed with nonsense and noise from the impeachment proceedings. But joining me is Dan Brouillette, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Energy. Dan, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be here.
Obviously, energy, we are in the middle of an American energy renaissance. There's no two ways about it.
We are.
Fracking has taken America from a competitor to a country that's starting to dominate. Mm-hmm. Liquefied natural gas can change the world. We can fuel Europe and take money away from Vladimir Putin, for example. We can keep energy flowing in America, and we can also pursue renewable energy if that's what people want to do, because we have options now, and America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely agree with that. We can do it all today, and that's something we couldn't do, Steve, in my lifetime, just 3, 4, 5 years ago. Fundamentally different energy picture altogether for the United States. So, you know, as you just pointed out, the United States now dominates in American energy. We are now the world's largest producer of gas and the world's largest producer of oil. We've surpassed Saudi Arabia. We've surpassed Russia. That creates options for us and flexibility for this president and future presidents like I haven't seen in my entire life.
You look old enough to remember this, Dan.
I probably am.
I remember when James Earl Carter Jr., the president of the United States, told us that we were going to run out of oil in 10 years. It was death and destruction and carnage. It was all over. And yet here we are. Yeah. And we look at the Green River Formation in Colorado and 1,000 other places where new technologies, emerging technologies, not only allow us to access that energy, but do it in a responsible way where the environment is not destroyed. Reclamation projects are a big part of it, aren't they?
Exactly right. And the emissions are very much an important part of this. So let me just give you one quick stat, Steve.
Sure.
Well, we have grown the economy by 17% over the last, say, call it 12, 13, 14 years.
Yeah.
We've reduced emissions in that same period by 14%. Carbon-related emissions from the energy sector alone have gone down by 14%.
Right.
So we've learned how to do this, and we've learned how to do this very, very well, again, which creates opportunities for not only, you know, the energy sector, but all sectors. You pointed out renewable energy, for instance. You know, we talk about, the changing aspects of the economy with regard to coal. Well, guess what? There's a future for coal, but perhaps not the future you and I grew up with. We can now get critical minerals from coal, which allows us to develop battery technologies for electric vehicles. There's a whole new world out there that just awaits us.
There's no question. In my backyard, Michigan State University has developed solar panels that are clear like glass.
That's right.
They look like they could be your beer mug. I mean, if you're into that sort of thing, it'd be the glass in the window of your house. And by the way, I am into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But energy density at the end of the day is key.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that has denser energy released than oil, coal, natural gas. They have to be pivotal in the future. Anybody that wants to outlaw fracking, for example, in the state of New York and elsewhere, I think they're on a fool's errand. Am I wrong?
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And I would add to that nuclear energy as well.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the most dense, densely populated energy sectors in the world is the nuclear energy. We have 99, 98 reactors here in the United States producing enormous amounts of electricity. And it's the cleanest form of energy that we have today. Yeah. Zero emissions.
And there's three that are still waiting to go online. I think one's in Tennessee, two in Georgia, if
that's
memory
correct.
Serves me right.
That's correct.
And those are critical part of the infrastructure. But there are so many other ways to get there, and innovation's the key. And would we like windmills? Certainly we would. But windmills are not going to push 18-wheelers across Montana, are
not
they?
Not yet.
No. Not at this point in the conversation.
Not yet. Nor will they power our military. That's the other important point
right.
to make.
That's critical. But you can be mindful, because technology will continue to move forward. We do have electric cars and electric pickup trucks coming out of Detroit now, so there is a market. There is a way forward. But American energy in the first place has to be protected. I look to the Alaskan pipeline. It's been there since 1973 from Prudhoe Bay coming down. It's leaked exactly never.
Zero.
Never. And they fly it twice a day with helicopters. I know Ivy and I walked along that pipeline and looked at it a couple of years ago. Perfect track record. Pipelines work despite all of the outcry and all of the nonsense. Line 5 in Michigan that they're arguing about across the Straits of Mackinac.
Yeah.
It works, doesn't it?
It does work. As I mentioned earlier, to utilize your example, we've not had that kind of a leakage in that particular pipeline. Guess what we've also not had? United States Navy has moved nuclear fuel for 60-plus years now. Our submarines are around the world. Our ships are around the world. There's been exactly none no accidents in the nuclear Navy. So that's been a, you know, surprising to some development, but it's a very reassuring development to those of us at the DOE, and it proves the point that we can use all of these technologies and move America forward.
So, and I'm going to look at fracking again, because in Michigan, fracking began in 1949.
Mm-hmm.
Fracking has been tried and true in a lot of places. Now, I don't think it's an argument that we have moved forward in the way that we deal with cleaning up after ourselves since that time. We don't strip mine in West Virginia.
That's correct.
We plant trees. We put things back. So being environmentally responsible, that's okay too.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely okay. And it's an obligation that we have, and I think the industry as well as the government takes very, very seriously. So no one shirks away from those responsibilities. Very important for us to do. But I think, you know, as I look around Washington today, yes, we're focused on all of these issues, and we've talked a lot about, you know, the last couple of minutes over energy production, about energy production, I should say. Very, very important. But I will remind you, I'll remind the American people, I'll remind, you know, all of my colleagues within our department, if we can't get the product to market, if we can't create markets, which is what this USMCA is trying to do, it does us no good. You can produce all you want. If you can't sell it, you won't produce the next drop of oil. You won't produce the next neutron of nuclear energy.
Yeah, if you ban fracking, for example, it takes away the advantage of supplying Europe with liquefied natural gas.
That's exactly
and a chance
right.
to take money away from Russia and destabilize their military, right? I mean, it's in our national security interest to do these things.
Energy security is national security.
Absolutely.
So to the extent that we can produce here, we create American jobs. But we also, again, as I pointed out earlier, we give this president and future presidents foreign policy options that we haven't had for quite some time.
Dan Brouillette here. He is the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Energy. We got about 30 seconds here.
Sure.
You are an optimist.
I am an optimist. I am an optimist. I'm an optimist at heart. I think America's future is incredibly bright. I would just hope that the Congress can see that and move away from some of the silliness and move to the things that really matter, like USMCA and American jobs.
Dan, it's been a real education and a real pleasure. I greatly appreciate you being here and sharing with everyone.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir. It is the Steve Gruber Show. Greatly appreciate you being here as well. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. You can find the podcast. Share it with your friends. Tell your friends and neighbors. Share it on Thanksgiving, the good news about American energy. It is the Steve Gruber Show.